Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And on Valentine's Day, many of us reach for poetry. Maybe it's Mary Oliver, who we lost this year. What a loss. Maybe it's Rumi, or maybe it's Sarah Kay, an award-winning poet and contributor to Poetry RX, a column where readers write in with emotional conundrums and three resident poets sort of write a prescription for the perfect poem to carry them through. It's published every week by the Paris Review. We'll link you at hereandnow.org as we convene a special radio edition of Poetry RX with pharmacist, poet Sarah Kay. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
You know, I'm reading through and most of the things that you respond to are problems, but we are going to ask you for, you know, the love that maybe isn't as problematic. But what is the goal here? It's not to fix the problem, right?
No. I have a phrase that I say a lot, which is, I don't think poetry will save us, and yet. And I think it's the and yet part.
Yeah, we hope. But in the meantime, if it doesn't save us, it offers balm, living with the problem in a more loving way. Let's start. Here's a letter from someone very much in love but with complicated feelings. They write, Dear Poets, that's how they address the column, I'm in love in a way I've never experienced before. I've always kept a safe distance from my relationships, but now I feel vulnerable for the first time. And they go on to say, is there a poem out there for this feeling? Because I'm emotionally dependent on him, and it makes me anxious and a little scared. What'd you say?
Well, for this particular person, I said, I'm delighted to share with you a poem by one of my favorite poets, Natalie Diaz. And the poem is called When the Beloved Asks, What Would You Do If You Woke Up and I Was a Shark? That's the name of the poem. And there's this one section in particular that I love in which she says, I wouldn't fight, not kick, flail, not carry on like one driven mad by the black neoprene wetsuit of death, not like sad-mouthed, despair-eyed albacore, nor blubbery pinnipeds, nor slug my ferocious, streamlined lover's titanium white nose, that bullseye of cartilage. No, I wouldn't prolong it. Instead, I'd place my head onto that dark altar of jaws, prostrated pilgrim at Melville's glittering gates, climb into that mysterious window starred with teeth, the one lit room in the charnel house.
In other words, go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, this is not, you know, roses are red, violets are blue.
not even close.
No. What about somebody feeling alone? Here's another letter writer. Dear poets, I'm feeling quite lonely this week. I'm wondering if you knew of a poem that both acknowledges that sadness but isn't consumed by it. I'm feeling very swallowed up in my loneliness, and I need a nice poetry life preserver.
So for this person, a lot of people write in about loneliness, but I really liked that this person specifically requested a poem that acknowledges sadness without being consumed by it. And so I recommended a poem by Jose Olivares from his new book, Citizen Illegal. And the poem is called Not Love is a Season. Mm-hmm. And the poem starts, Not love is a season. I drank fire. A dozen blankets couldn't keep me from shivering. Winter is an unavoidable fact, unless you're from Cali, and I don't trust people who don't know the freeze of loneliness. The dead branches abandoned by the birds still chasing summer. My homies all telling me I'll meet someone else, like I want to meet someone else. My wound deep, but mine. Already time working to ease my grip on my hurt. I know misery thaws.
Not love is a season. It'll pass.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's a lot of different metaphors you could use for heartbreak. You know, a hole you're trying to climb out of. But a hole is difficult to escape and can seem impossible. But a season must arrive. And Jose says winter is an unavoidable fact. And it also must pass. That is what seasons do. And so if your loneliness is here, it also means it will not be here forever. And it's okay to acknowledge it and even maybe to relish in it a little bit. But I'm hoping that this person allows room for thawing.
For thawing. And again, these are people with predicaments on this day, and I sometimes think they outnumber those who just kind of glide through it. So let's keep going with somebody who wanted to rekindle an old fling. It didn't work. She writes, after a long separation, I spontaneously invited an ex-fling to join me on a trip. It didn't go well. He was disinterested. He was boorish. Skipping ahead in her letter, she says it was more like babysitting a sullen teen. I had some long lingering feelings and hopes about us as a pair. I'm over it now. I'm not heartbroken, but I still feel like I'm mourning the end of a long fantasy now. Do you have a poem for this?
Yeah. So everyone signs their letter with a pen name, mm-hmm. anonymously. And so this person signed their letter, Sincerely Wrong Girl. And I really wanted her to know that I didn't think she was the wrong girl. It was that she's the right girl, but with the wrong guy. Mm-hmm. And I said, actually, more specifically, you're the right girl who has fallen for the age-old trick of falling for the fantasy guy, but winding up with the actual guy who, as it turns out, you might not actually like that much.
All in caps.
Yeah. And so there's this poem by Muriel Rukeyser called Waiting for Icarus. And the whole poem is amazing, but the beginning of the poem is, he said he would be back and we'd drink wine together. He said that everything would be better than before. He said we were on the edge of a new relation. He said he loved me, that going into me, he said he was going into the world and the sky. He said all the buckles were very firm. He said the wax was the best wax.
Oh, Icarus.
Yeah. And I love this poem because, first of all, it suggests that women have been falling for the myth of men in lieu of the real man in front of us since, mythical times. And it's easy to get swept up in the stories we tell ourselves about people, especially when they're far away. And the end of the poem goes, I remember the girls laughing. I remember they said he only wanted to get away from me. I remember my mother saying, inventors are like poets, a trashy lot. I remember she told me, those who try out inventions are worse. I remember she added, women who love such are the worst of all. I have been waiting all day, or perhaps longer. I would have liked to try those wings myself. It would have been better than this.
Hmm. And we remember Icarus, the son of Daedalus, the mythological figure. Daedalus made wings out of wax and feathers for himself and his son, and he told his son, don't fly too close to the sun. But Icarus did, of course, the wings melted. And I love that. He said the wax was the best wax. But no, he flew too close to the sun. So Sarah Kay, let's not leave with that image of, you know, wings melting and Icarus plummeting from the sky and disappointing yet another young woman. Can you have some poems for us that are just straight ahead, you know, we're in love and at least for this day, problem free?
Yeah. I have a poem called Here and Now. Ooh. That goes, here and now, I have only these hands, this mouth, this skin as wide as a shoreline, this beehive between my ears, this buzz. You are the best thing I never planned. This is the widest I can stretch my arms without dropping things. This is the first time I don't care if I drop things. This is what dropping things feels like. This is what happens when the flowers wake up one morning and decide to smell human. It confuses us, makes us reach backwards into places that are sharp, feel around for things we've dropped. I have forgotten what I was looking for. It doesn't seem important. You brought me flowers. You made the bed. This is the widest I can stretch my arms. This is all I have right now.
Oh, here and now. Well, and listeners, if you steal it for this evening, please credit Sarah Kay. Sarah Kay, the award-winning poet and contributor to Poetry RX, the column in which readers write in with an emotional problem and resident poets prescribe a poem. We'll link you up at hereandnow.org if you want to do it. But meantime, Sarah Kay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, Poetry RX, published weekly by the award-winning literary quarterly The Paris Review. Check it out. While at herenow.org, listen to another of Sarah Kay's love poems, Love Letter from the Toothbrush to the Bicycle Tire. You're welcome. It is great. And let us know your Valentine's Day poem picks. Help someone else out.